One of five children in poverty in Ireland are living in overcrowded conditions, and the numbers of children in overcrowded conditions actually doubled between 2021 and 2024. So what we could see is it's a new hue to the housing crisis, that not only do we have nearly 5,000 children in homeless accommodation, we have nearly one in four, one in five children living in overcrowded accommodation. And I suppose the long-term effects from the data, we know that people living in poverty, they don't do as well in school. They generally have poorer health. They have shorter lifespans as a result. And they don't go on to achieve their full potential. The good news is, of course, is actually you can reverse that. It's really in the gift of the government. If they introduce the right measures at the right time, you can actually turn the tide when it comes to child poverty figures, particularly for children in rural areas. They don't come up in the DESH programme, but we know that they still need the support in school. So what the government should be doing for children in rural areas is investing in non-DESH support. So if the school needs extra money to buy uniforms or provide school meals or summer programmes, or if they need extra teaching support, that should be available. You shouldn't just get poverty supports from the government because you live in an urban area. It should also happen for children in a rural area as well.